那有一次在报纸上、哦、有一则这样的新闻。
There is one such news on the newspaper.
啊，说有一个这个女学生哦，她躲在厕所里头啊，哦，这个割腕自杀。
There was a female student who was hiding in the bathroom, and she tried to slash her wrist to commit suicide.
与其说自杀，不如说是自我伤害哦，自残了。
It wasn't really to commit suicide, but she wanted to hurt herself.
哦，因为啊。她的双手啊，已经割得支离破碎了、哦、
Because she had sliced both her hands.
哦，那学校老师发现，哦，她的这个衣服啊沾了血迹啊，所以就赶快哦，就请啊、这个哦打电话哈、哦，请这个救护车来哦，要送医、啊。
The school teachers noticed that this girl had blood on her clothes, so they dialed 911 so the ambulance would come and save her.
那救护人员看这个伤势还没有严重、哦、就给她做包扎、哎、没有送到医院去。
But when the emergency ambulance came, they discovered her cuts were not deep, so they bandaged her wounds and did not bring her to the hospital.
她、哦、这个过程当中、哦有老师有医护人员哦、有辅导的人员。
And during this time, during this situation, there were teachers present, there were medical personnel present, there was also counselors present.、
哦、有的好言相劝，有的是严厉责备。
Some of them tried to comfort her and console her, others criticized her and rebuked her.、
哦那这个女学生呢、啊，只是、哦、一直哭啊，不回答。
But the girl, the student did not reply to anything they said, she only wept.
哦、其中有一个妈妈级的这个医护人员呢、啊哦、忍不住啊就骂起这个女学生了。
And there was a medical personnel who was also a mother.
她已经当了妈妈的
了。There was a medical personnel who was a mother herself, so she couldn't hold it, and she started to yell at the student.
她说啊你这样做啊对不起你的父母亲啊。
She said to her, if you do this, how can you live up to your parents?
哦，你父母亲生你养你。
Your parents bore you, they took care of you.
身体发肤受之父母，不可毁伤，你知不知道？
So when you hurt yourself, you're hurting your parents, don't you know this?
哦，你这么傻。
How foolish you are.
你这么笨。
How dumb you are.
你为什么不去死呢？
Why don't you go and die?
那个时候这个女学生呢，停止哭泣啊，回过头来啊，回他一句啊。
The student stopped crying, turned around and replied to this medical personnel.
我本来就想死，是你们不让我死的。
She said to her, I want to die. It's you guys saved me, that's why I didn't die.
然后又开始继续哭了。
Then she continued to cry.
仿佛是一场闹剧。
It was a very chaotic scene.
哦，其实这样的闹剧的场景啊，不只是我们现在这个时代啊。
But these kind of chaotic scenes don't only happen in our generation.
在耶稣那个世代也有。
Even in Jesus' generation, this has occurred.
那我们来看约翰福音的第八章。
Let us read John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章第一节到第十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 1 to verse 11.
一节于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节。
Verse 2.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。三节。
Verse 3.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。第四节。
Verse 4.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。第五节。
Verse 5.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？六节。
Verse 6.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字。第七节。
Verse 7.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。八节。
Verse 8.
于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。九节。
Verse 9.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？是一节。
Verse 11.
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。好，这一段经文是很容易被误解的一段经文哦。
These passages in the Bible are very often misinterpreted.
啊，为什么说很容易被误解？
Why do I say that they are commonly misinterpreted?
哦，第一个啊，当我们读这一段经文的时候。
For one, when we read these verses,
哦，当我们读到啊，哦，耶稣告诉在场的人说，你们中间谁是没有罪，就可以先拿石头打他。
We will read this of Jesus. He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
哦，所以啊，没有人敢拿石头打，因为大家都犯罪哦。
And we'll say that no one dared to throw the stone because all have sinned.
哦，那我们会或许会觉得说啊，主耶稣的这样的教导到底正不正确？
And we might wonder, is this a correct teaching that Jesus is leaving as an example for us?
因为我们知道说这个世界上没有罪的人。
For we know that there is no one without sin in this world.
是人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
只不过是罪的大小，还有是不是能够被监察官所起诉而已。
Usually it's only a matter of how great the sin is, big or small, or whether it is against the law.
哦，是有没有被发现的问题而已。
Or whether it is discovered by others.
没有人不犯罪的啊。
There is no one who does not sin.
那既然没有人不犯罪。
And if no one is without sin.
那耶稣讲这个话，很容易会被我们误解啊。
Then when Jesus says this verse, it is likely misinterpreted by us.
如果今天在法院里头。
Today, within the law,
哦，这个，
or the court,
杀人犯啊，跟法官问啊。
Perhaps someone who committed murder says to the judge,
你有没有犯罪？
Have you sinned?
啊，你如果从来都没有犯过罪，你才有资格来判我的罪。
If you have never committed a sin before in your life, then you will be able to judge me.
那既然你也是个罪人。
But now that you are a sinner yourself,
你跟我是一样的嘛?
Then you're just like me.
你有什么资格批评我?
You have no right to criticize me.
你有什么资格判我的罪?
You have no right to judge my sin.
哦，哎，仿佛啊，这样的场景哦，会让我们，这个误认为耶稣在这里哦，是要为这个妇人来脱罪哦。
If we think of it in this way, then we will misinterpret the main intention of Jesus.
哦，这个是我们在看这一段经文的时候，第一个很容易被误导。
So this is the first misinterpretation we often have when we read this passage.
哦，那第二个。
The second.
哦，有很多人会拿这段经文来做一个背书啊。哦，做犯罪之后，重新哈、哦，这个。犯罪之后回头哈、哦、啊的一个哦没有罪的背书了啊、哦。
Many times people will use this passage after they have committed a sin and say that it is okay.
哦，那耶稣都不定他的罪啊，你们什么有什么资格定我的罪
？Jesus did not convict this woman of her sin, so how can you convict me of my sin?
我已经悔改了。
I have already repented.
哦，我没有罪了。
I no longer have sin.
哦，这个也是啊，我们在读这段经文哈、哦，很容易被误导的另外一个方向。
And this is the second misinterpretation we typically have when we read this passage.
一个是在定罪的人，一个是在被定罪的人。
One is toward those who are convicting others of sin, and one the person who is condemned of the sin.
哦，所以这段经文并不是很好解释。
Therefore, it is not very easy to explain this passage.
哦。早上啊，小弟想我们试着来详细的哈、哦，再一次的来思考这一段经文到底要告诉我们什么。
This morning, I'd like all of us to rethink this passage and think about the intention or the meaning of the passage.
哦，首先我们从经文当中知道，这场审判哦是在圣殿哦里头哈、哦，在这个圣殿的哦，应该是在哈、哦、在这个院子里头进行的、哦。
And we discover that this condemnation occurred within the temple, and actually it should have happened within the courts of the temple.
啊，那我们看到说这个妇人， 被法利赛人抓来的目的是什么？
We discovered the reason that the Pharisees brought this woman.
好，第六节啊，这里说哈，是试探耶稣，要得着告耶稣的把柄。
Verse 6 tells us that they did this to test Jesus, that they might have something to which, of which to accuse him.
好，所以我们看到说，在这一个，好，这个事件的包装的里头的真正用意啊，哦，乃是一个阴谋哈。
So we see the main intent or the hidden motive of this entire situation.
啊，是要来陷害耶稣。
They wanted to set a trap for Jesus.
要来得着耶稣，告耶稣的把柄。
They wanted to find something with which to accuse Jesus of.
哦，所以这里哈，说是来是一个试探。
So it tells us that they were testing him.
哦，所以在这里我们看到法利赛人用这一个哦这个案件哦来作为要陷害耶稣、试探耶稣的一个工具。
So the Pharisees use this situation as a hidden tool in which they can trap Jesus.
哦，所以让一个很单纯的一个判决哈，一个案件呢，更加的复杂。
So they added to the complication of something that could have been a very simple situation.
很多时候我们在处理哈，或者在判断一些纷争的时候。
Many times when we are trying to take care of a dissension.
哦，也是这样子哦。
This may occur.
哎，在表面的纷争的里头啊，其实可能有很多复杂的因素在里面。
In deep within the dissension, there may be many complicated matters.
哦，可能有利害的关系、利益的关系。
Perhaps some people have motives for gain.
哦，包含说金钱啊，包含是利益啊，哦、好处等等。
For example, money is involved or some other types of benefits is involved.
哦，或许有人情的关系在里头。
Or perhaps there are some human relationships that are involved.
哦，这个都会增加哈、哦、一个简单的一个、哦、案件啊、在判决的时候啊的困难度。
These are all things that may complicate a very simple matter when we are trying to judge it.
哦，就如同啊耶稣在处理这一个案件一样。
Very similar to how Jesus had to deal with the situation here.
哦、哎，表面的一个哦一个这个犯奸淫的案件，但里头真正哦牵扯包含的是一个阴谋、哦，要陷害耶稣。
On the surface, it was a very simple matter of a woman committing adultery, but deep within was a hidden motive to set a trap for him.
好、哦，这是法利赛人哈、哦、他们的这个用意。
And this is the reason that the Pharisees wanted to bring this before him.
那我们先撇开这个深藏在里头的阴谋不讲，我们单就这个案件来看。
Let us not look at the hidden motive of the Pharisees, but let's just look at the matter at surface.
好，法利赛人抓了这个犯奸淫被拿的妇人来见耶稣。
The Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery.
好，问耶稣啊。说照摩西的律法应该把这个妇人用石头打死。
They asked Jesus saying, now according to the law of Moses, he commanded us that such should be stoned.
哦，那耶稣啊，你的看法是怎么样？
But Jesus, what do you say to this?
哦，你说应该把他怎么处理？
How do you think we should treat this situation?
所以法利赛人他们哦，这个 focus 在这个案件上是要怎么处理这个犯罪的人。
So when the Pharisees looked upon this matter, they were focused upon how they should deal with the woman who committed sin.
哦，所以他们的哦的这个哦，他们对这个妇人在意的哈、哦，是要怎么处置她。
So regarding this woman, all they cared about was how they should treat her.
哦，怎么处置犯罪的人。
How should they treat someone who has committed a sin?
哎，照着摩西的律法是应该这样处理。
According to the law of Moses, we should do this to her.
换句话说，耶稣，哦，你也应该同意。
And in other words, they were hinting to Jesus that he should agree.
因为这个不是你的看法，也不是我的意见。
Because this is not your opinion or my opinion.
这个是摩西的律法。跟这个行淫的妇人他们的关系。
This is the law of Moses, and this is the sin of the adulterous woman.
哦，跟你我都没有关系。
This has nothing to do with you or I.
哦，这个是法利赛人他们对于这个案件的一个心态。他们在意的是怎么处理人，处理犯罪的人。
this was the heart that the Pharisees had. They only cared about how they should deal with this sinful woman.
哦，那么看到耶稣陷入，哦，哎，耶稣当然知道了。
Jesus of course knew their thoughts.
哦，当然知道在这一个案件的包装之下，他们的试探的用意。
Of course, he knew that under this situation, that they had a test or a trap for him.
哦，耶稣如果说可以的话，哦，应该按，哦，按应该要拿石头把他打死，按照摩西的律法。
If Jesus said yes, according to the law of Moses, he should be stoned.
哦，那耶稣啊，即将会干犯罗马帝国的律法。
Then Jesus would.
的法律，哦。
Then Jesus would have gone against the law of the Roman Empire.
哦，因为当时犹太人是被殖民的，哦，他们没有杀人的权柄。
Because at that time, the Jewish people were considered captives. They did not have the authority to put to death anybody.
哦，唯有经过罗马巡抚的判决之后，才能够执行死刑。哦。
Only if they were, had the authority of the Roman government were they allowed to carry out a death sentence.
哦，所以耶稣不能够说可以啊。
Therefore, Jesus cannot say yes in this matter.
那如果耶稣说不行，
But if Jesus said no, you should not do this.
哦，那耶稣啊，哦，即将干犯摩西的律法。
Then Jesus had gone against the law of Moses.
哦，因为照摩西的律法规定，哦，是必须要把这犯这个罪的女人呢，用石头打死的。
Because according to the law of Moses, such a woman should be stoned to death.
哦，所以耶稣现在这个两难里头。
Therefore, Jesus was faced with two difficulties.
哦，当然耶稣他知道。
Of course, Jesus knew.
知道这些法利赛人他的用意。
He knew the hidden motives of the Pharisees.
知道这个表面案件里头所藏的危机。
He knew the hidden trap, underneath the situation.
所以耶稣啊，哦，除了要在意这一个陷阱之外，
Besides being careful about this trap,
哦，耶稣更要针对这个法利赛人哈及当时的人的错误，来做出正确的一个教导。
Jesus had to be able to correct the wrong thinkings of the Pharisees.
哦，所以耶稣啊，对他们讲。
Therefore, Jesus said to them.
哦，耶稣说啊，如果你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first."
哦，刚刚我们说到哦，我们很容易被误导是啊，成为说啊，没有罪的人才有资格哈，来定人的罪哦，来指责人的错误。我们会陷入这样的一个盲点里头。
Many times we will misinterpret this verse and we will say only those without sin can condemn others. Only those without sin can judge others.
哦，耶稣并不是主张这样子哦。
But this is not what Jesus meant.
哦，因为如果要这样的话，就除了他才能定人的罪，谁能够定人的罪？谁敢指责人的错误？
Because if this is true, then there is no one besides Jesus who can point out others' faults or condemn others' sin.
哦，这个不是耶稣的教导。
This is not the teaching of Jesus.
那耶稣讲这句话的目的是什么？
Then what is the purpose of Jesus telling us these things?
哦，刚刚我们说到说法利赛人哦，他们对于这个案件，他们的态度，他们的焦点啊，就是怎么处置这个犯人。
Previously, we said that the main focus of the Pharisees was how to deal with this woman.
好，那耶稣告诉他们说，没有罪的可以拿石头打。
And Jesus is telling them, he who is without sin can pick up the first stone.
主耶稣要转移这些法利赛人他们对这个案件的焦点，从怎么处置到怎么看待。
Jesus wanted to move away the focus of the Pharisees from how they should punish to how they should act.
刚刚我们讲到说，如果单是焦点放在处置这个犯人的事上，哦，那就是这个秦奸淫的妇人跟摩西律法的关系而已了。
Because before, if we put the focus on the punishment, then we will only focus upon the sin of the woman and what the law of Moses tells us to do.
其他人都没有关系，哦。
Then it would seem that all the third parties are not relevant in the situation.
扔石头是因为摩西律法叫我们扔的。
So when we cast a stone at her, we are casting it because Moses told us to.
哦，我只不过是奉命行事吧。
I am only following the commandments.
哦，我只不过是啊，哦，这秉公处理吧。
And I am only carrying out the law.
哦， 跟我一点关系都没有。
Therefore, it has nothing to do with me.
好，耶稣要把这样的一个焦点转移啊。
Jesus wanted to move such a kind of concept.
转移到说，怎么样看待这一个犯罪的妇人？
He wanted them to realize how they should look upon this woman who has committed a sin.
哦，所以你们可以拿石头打。
Therefore, you can pick up a stone to throw.
哦，换句话说，这个 case 已经不是妇人跟摩西律法的关系了。
In other words, the situation or case is not merely between the woman and Moses.
哦，你我在场，凡是要拿石头打的人都应该要参与进来。
All who are involved, you and I, those who are going to pick up a stone, we are all involved.
哦，我们怎么看待这个犯罪的妇人？
And if we are involved, then how should we look upon this woman who has committed a sin?
不再单纯只是妇人跟摩西律法的关系。
It is not only simply a matter between this woman and Moses.
还要加上我们这一些执行摩西律法的人的看法。
All of us who are viewing the law of Moses are involved parties.
哦，这是耶稣转移他们的焦点，从哦处理到看待。
This is how Jesus moved their focus from how they should punish to how they should get involved and treat the woman.
哦，所以耶稣说啊，你们当中谁没有犯罪，可以拿石头打他。
That is why Jesus said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first."
这句话提醒我们几件事情。
These words teach us many things.
第一件。
The first thing.
我们对罪要心存警惕哦。
We still must be knowledgeable about sin.
这个妇人会糊涂到犯了奸淫罪，当场被抓。
The woman fell into a trap, was in sin, and she was caught on the spot.
哦。在座的这一些参与审判的人
，All these people around her judging her。
你们想一想
，Think。
你们有比她好吗
？Are you better than her？
哦，你们为什么没有像她一样在行淫的时候被抓
？How come you weren't caught in your acts of adultery？
哦，可能是你们没有被发现嘛。
Perhaps you've just never been caught in your sin。
可能是你们只想没有做吧。
Perhaps you've only committed adulterous thoughts in your mind, but you've never carried out the act.
哦，或者是你们根本没有遇到像他所遇到的这个诱惑跟陷阱。
Or perhaps you've just never met the same temptation that she has met with.
所以不是说我们比这样，比这个犯贱的妇人好。
Therefore, it is not to say that we are better than this adulterous woman.
有可能我们跟她一样，只是没有被发现。
Perhaps we're just like her, we just haven't been discovered yet.
有可能我们只是有色无胆不敢做而已，只是想而已。
Or perhaps we've thought of it, but we just didn't have the courage to carry it out.
哦，啊，更有可能是啊，我们根本没有遇到那样的诱惑吧。
Or even more likely, we've just never met the same kind of temptation that she has met with.
曾经有个啊、哦，有个弟兄啊。
Once there was a brother.
哦，在谈到说，有同龄哈、哦、啊，因为。这个遇到引诱而犯罪跌倒。
He was talking about a friend who met with temptation, and because he fell into the temptation, he committed sin.
啊，他后来他分享他自己的经验哦。
And later he shared his own experience.
啊，他本来啊对这种哦犯罪跌倒的人呐、啊，觉得非常的不屑，很藐视，很轻看。
Originally, he typically despised those who fell into such a kind of sin.
哦，如同彼得一样啊，大家会跌倒，哎，我一定不会的。
Just like Peter, he thought everyone may fall to this kind of temptation, but I certainly would not.
哦，后来他说，他公司啊，突然啊，从其他分公司调来的一个女同事来。
Then he said, miraculously, there was a female colleague who was moved into his department.
哦，那这个女同事啊，又刚好是哦，她初恋情人的那一型的哦，
and,
她所喜欢的哦。
And this female colleague happened to be the woman that he always dreamt of.
哦，有时候哦，这个人在成长的时候哦，他娶的不一定是他初恋的那一型的。嫁娶的不一定是他初恋的那一型的人呢、啊。
As a person grows in life, they may discover that the person they marry is not the person they dream of.
哦，那初恋的情人总是最美的、哦、
But of course,
因为得不到嘛、哦。
But of course, the lover that is in your dream is always the most beautiful because it's someone who is not realistic.
哎，那这个女同事就是她所初恋情人来行哦。
But this female colleague happened to be a woman who used to be his dream type.
那身为小主管的这个哦，这个同这个这个弟兄啊，他就必须要负起哈、哦，哎，教导这个新进女同事的责任。
But this brother had the responsibility to guide and teach this new female colleague.
哦，那这个新进的女同事啊，又仿佛有意无意之间透露出哈、哦，这个哈、哦、喜欢他哈、哦，喜欢我们这个弟兄的信息耶。
And amidst the training, the female colleague would lay down hints that she actually liked this brother.
哦，那、啊、到底是真是假，是有是无？难以辨别。
Whether she truly liked the brother or not, whether these hints were true or false, it's hard to tell.
啊，就是这样子，才更让他哈、哦、心神不宁哦。
But it was because of such events that it led him, he didn't have a peace of mind.
哦，从上班时间啊、相处到加班，到回到家还要打电话。
So it came to this that. He would see her while he was working, and he would talk to her when they stayed late for work, and then when he returned home, he would want to call her.
哦，哎，到找借口哈、哦，哎，加班，一起吃饭。
And it even got to the point where he would find an excuse to stay late at work and then have dinner together with the colleague.
哦，甚至啊，上班的第一件事情就是看看对方来了没。
And then it turned out to be that the first thing he would do when he went to work was to see if the colleague had arrived yet.
这个弟兄知道他自己一步一步的正往这个犯罪的边缘走过去。
This brother knew that he was walking step by step towards the temptation.
他也知道哦，离犯罪哦，离这个犯罪啊哦不远了。
And he also knew that he was not far from committing the sin.
哦，他知道自己陷在试探里头。
And he knew that he had fallen into temptation.
哦，这个时候他才知道，原来试探的力量有这么大。
And it was only at this time he realized how great was the power of temptation.
他才知道，不是是你去找试探了、啊，试探也会自己找上你啊。
He realized that it's not that you're looking for trouble or looking for temptation. Temptation will look for you.
哇、哦，他开始啊向神祷告祈求，主啊，救我脱离这个陷阱，不要让我遇见凶恶。
So he started to pray to the Lord. Lord, please remove me from this temptation. Do not let me fall into evil.
哦，他是祷告才结束啊，那电话就响，又是他。
And right when he finished his prayer, his colleague called him.
哦。禁食祷告。
So he began to fast and pray.
求神救他。
He prayed to God to save him.
尽量疏远。
And he tried to keep away.
不要单独相处。
He tried not to be alone with this colleague.
最后啊，是神哦，替他开路。
In the end, God opened a way for him.
突然之间哦，这个女同事啊，又被公司啊调到另外一个分公司去了。
For some reason, the company moved this female colleague to another company.
哦，调到哪里不晓得。
To another department, and no one knows where she was moved to.
因为这个弟兄啊，哎，不想晓得了。
Because the brother no longer wanted to follow her whereabouts.
这个时候他才知道。
It was at this time he understood.
哦，原来罪的力量这么大。
How great was the power of sin?
不是我们比人行，比人好。
It's not that we are better than others or we are more strong than others.
只不过是我们没有遇到了。
It's only because we haven't faced the temptation yet.
神知道我们经不起，不让我们遇到而已。
God knows that we are not able to face the temptation and he has not allowed us to encounter it.
如果当我们遇到啊。
When we do encounter temptation.
可能我们跌得比任何人都惨。
Perhaps we will fall even more than any of those around us.
哦，这个是主耶稣哦，他要在场的群众第一个去思考的。
This is the first thing that Jesus wanted the third party to understand.
哦，第二个。
Second.
哦，不可以哦，藐视、鄙视这个犯罪的人。
You cannot despise the person who committed sin.
好、哦，因为啊， 如果你没有罪，你才可以拿石头打他。
Because if you cannot pick up a stone, if unless you are without sin.
好，那既然大家都有罪，心中都有愧。
But if everyone has sin and everyone has guilt within their hearts.
哦，只是得罪神的事情不同而已。
You've only sinned against God in different matters.
哦，只是得罪神的程度不一样而已。
You've only sinned against God in differing degrees.
哦，那啊，有什么资格来藐视跟你同样是罪人的人呢？
Therefore, how do you have the right to despise someone who is a sinner just like you?
哦，这个是主耶稣第二个哈、哦、啊，要转移哈、哦、啊，这个哈、哦，大家啊、哦，从这个处理到看待啊、哦、的这个焦点。
This is the second way how Jesus wanted them to pull away the focus upon the away from the punishment to how to treat this woman.
哦，那第三个。
And the third point.
哦，主耶稣要在场的人啊，要有怜悯的心呢。
Jesus wanted those present to have a heart of compassion.
这个犯罪的人，他也是罪的受害者。
The woman who committed sin is also and also a victim of sin.
哦，有时候哦，这个罪犯哦，被控告的罪犯哦，加害人的这个罪犯呢、啊，他可能本身自己也是一个受害者。
Many times, those who have committed a sin are also victims of sin. They also been hurt.
以我们信仰的角度来看
，from our viewpoint of faith，
为什么会犯罪
？Why would someone commit sin？
因为被罪捆绑。
Because they are bounded by sin.
哦，所以才会犯罪。
That is why they would commit the sin.
哦，所以人都是罪的受害者。
So all of us are victims of sin.
没有一个罪人例外的。
There is no sinner who is apart from it.
那既然罪人也是受害者，那就值得同情了。
So if all sinners are victims of sin, then all deserve compassion.
哦，这个是主耶稣哈、哦，他要在场的哦，这个参与者哦，从。怎么处理这个犯罪的人、哦、转移到怎么样看待这个犯罪的人。
This is how Jesus wanted all those present to pull their focus away from how they should punish this woman to how they should look and treat this woman.、
哦、所以耶稣说你们当中谁没有罪的就可以拿石头打他。
That is why Jesus said, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
原本、哦那些信誓旦旦、哦哎、石头拿在手上的人啊，一个一个就走了。
All those who had a stone in their hand started to depart one by one.
如果、哦、耶稣没有转移、哦这个哦没有转移这个焦点、哦、而是以怎么处理这个犯罪者，那他们、啊哦、当然是可以拿石头打他。
If Jesus did not turn their focus away from how they should punish this woman, then perhaps they would have started to throw the stones.
哦，他们不必考虑自己。
Because they did not have to consider themselves.
哦，因为那单纯只是这个犯罪的妇人跟摩西律法的关系而已。
Because they would think it was simply a matter between the adulterous woman and the law of Moses.
那就是因为耶稣把这个焦点转移了。
But because Jesus moved the focus away from this point,
把所有的人通通拉进来了。
He pulled all those present to be involved parties.
哦，哎，在参与这个案件的时候，大家就要考虑到自己本身。
While you're involved in this situation, you have to reflect upon yourselves.
哦，你怎么看待这个罪人呢？
And how would you look upon the sinner?
你比他好吗？
Are you better than the sinner?
哦，你为什么藐视他呢？
Why would you despise someone like this?
都是罪人。
For we are all sinners.
哦，只不过是大小不同。
It's only a difference in what we sinned.
得罪神的地方不一样。
And we sinned against God in different ways.
你为什么不同情他？
Then why don't you have compassion upon her?
他也是个受害者。
For she is also a victim.
哦，这就是耶稣啊，讲这句话哦，你们当中如果有人哦没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他的用意。
And this is the main intention of Jesus when he said, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
哦，所以耶稣这句话并不是来说没有罪的人才可以批评人哦，才可以定人的罪，不是这个意思哦。
Therefore, Jesus is not saying only those who are sinless can judge others or criticize others.
耶稣讲这句话的意思是要我们在定人罪、批评人之前，我们要先思考我们自己。
Jesus is telling us before we point out the faults of others or judge others, we must reflect upon ourselves first.
我们是怎么看待这个罪人的？
How are we viewing the person who has committed sin?
今天呢，我们怎么看待教会里头软弱的弟兄姐妹？
Today, how do we treat the brothers and sisters who are weak in faith?
哦，我们是用法利赛人士的只关心怎么处理他而已吗？还是我们向耶稣所转移的怎么看待他？
Are we like the Pharisees who are only concerned about how we should deal with such a matter or punish this person? Or are we like Jesus who is worried about the person?
如果我们关心的只是怎么处理他，那事情很容易啊。
If we only care about how we should treat the situation or the person, or how we should punish the person, then it is very easy.
那这样的人很容易走入律法主义。
But if you do this, you are likely to become a Pharisee.
哦，根据规章细则，该怎么办就怎么办。
You'll follow the law to the letter. Whatever the law says, then you will do accordingly.
公义之余，会造成怜悯不够。
But when you follow the law by the letter, then you will not have enough mercy.
哦、这不是主耶稣要的。
And this is not what Jesus desires.、
哦、所以主耶稣转移当时的人的焦点。
Therefore, Jesus tried to remove the focus point.
要大家参与到这个审判里头。
He wants everyone to be involved within the judgment.、
哎、每一个人、啊哦、丢了石头离开了。
Everyone who was about to throw the stone departed.
剩下耶稣跟这个妇人。
There was only Jesus left alone with the woman.、
哦、耶稣啊只是要来问这个妇人，那些人在哪里？
Jesus asked the woman, "Who are those who have condemned you?"
没有人定你的罪吗？
Has no one condemned you?
哎，他说没有啊。
She said, "No one, Lord."
哎，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you."
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you."
这句话值得我们去思考。
This word is worthy of our reflection.
耶稣说我不定你的罪。
Jesus said, I do not condemn your sin.
第一个告诉我们。
One, it tells us.
主耶稣跟那些法利赛人跟众人不同。
Jesus is different from the multitude, from the Pharisees.
主耶稣是唯一有资格定罪的。
For Jesus is the one who has the right to judge a person's sin.
因为他是唯一没有罪的人。
For he is the only person who is blameless and without sin.
哦，他不像其他的人，哦，他们不定这个妇人的罪，是因为自己心中有愧。
He's not like the others who were afraid to condemn the woman of her sin because they were guilty in their consciences.
不敢定她罪。
They were guilty and they were afraid to condemn her sin.
而耶稣说我不定你的罪。
But when Jesus said, neither do I condemn you.
是出自于心存怜悯。
He was saying it out of a heart full of compassion.
哦，耶稣愿意赦免这个妇人。
For Jesus was willing to forgive this woman.
因为怜悯她。
Because of his forgiveness.
哦，这是第一个耶稣说我不定你的罪。
This is what Jesus said, neither do I condemn your sin.
第二个。
Second.
耶稣说我不定你的罪。
Jesus said, I do not condemn your sin.
告诉我们这一个犯罪的妇人她确实是犯罪。
This tells us that the woman who committed adultery indeed committed a sin.
哦，耶稣并不包庇罪恶。耶稣并不包庇罪恶。
Oh, Jesus would not try to hide sin.
而是宽恕罪人。
But he will forgive the sinner.
哦，哎，不像我们所想的哦。
It is not like what we think.
哎，好像说哦，这个耶稣软弱了，耶稣袒护他了，耶稣啊，哦，这个遮掩不看了。
Some may say Jesus was weak. He didn't stand by his standards. He was moved by this woman, or that he turned a blind eye to all that she had done wrong.
哦，耶稣给她特权呐。
Or that Jesus gave her a special treatment.
没有。
This was not so.
哦，耶稣不定她的罪。
Jesus did not condemn her of her sin.
因为她确实是犯罪。
But he acknowledged that she did commit a sin.
哦，耶稣愿意宽恕她而已。
Jesus was only willing to forgive her.
哦，所以我们不要认为说，哦，这个妇人，哎，犯罪没关系哦。耶稣赦免她，不是说她没有罪哦。
So let us not think that it was okay for the adulterous acts that the woman committed, because Jesus did not condemn her, because he chose to forgive her.
所以今天我们看到有一些 哦，这个犯错的同龄啊，回到教会来。
Today we may see some brothers and sisters who had committed a sin and returned back to the church.
哦，甚至啊，态度哦，啊，大言不惭哦，态度非常傲慢，仿佛啊，他没有犯罪一样，好像他所犯的不是罪一样。
Many times we would see from their attitude that they act as if they had done nothing wrong, and even they would act as if the sin they committed was not a sin.
哦，他拿这一段哦，耶稣赦免这一个犯罪的妇人来做一个背书。
And many times they would use this example of how Jesus forgave the adulterous woman as a reason for their actions.
其实是根本不了解耶稣所讲的话。
But when they do this, they actually do not understand the intention of Jesus.
神断不以无罪为有罪，也不以有罪为无罪。
Jesus would never say there is no sin when one has committed sin or vice versa.
因为这是神的公义。
For this is the righteousness of God.
错就是错。
What is wrong is wrong.
哦，唯一得到解决就是认罪。
The only way to resolve you yourself of sin is to repent.
哦，除了认罪，没有其他的路可以走哦。
Besides repenting, there is no other open road for you.
哦，再来，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Following, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you of sin.
表示耶稣愿意再给人机会。
This means that Jesus is willing to give people a second chance.
哦。耶稣告诉他说：“去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
Jesus said to her, "Go and sin no more."
哦，我也不定你的罪，是从此不要再犯罪的先决条件。
This is the first requirement that I will not condemn you of your sin. You must go and sin no more.
哦，如果定罪了，就没有下面那一句“从此不要再犯罪了”。
Because if I condemn you of your sin right now, then I won't say to you, "Go and sin no more."
啊，那就是因为耶稣愿意再给他一个机会。
But it was because Jesus was willing to give her a second chance.
哦，才有这个从此不要再犯罪的叮咛跟交代。
Therefore, she would have the opportunity to go and sin no more.
哦，主耶稣愿意给人再一次的机会。
Jesus was willing to give her another opportunity.
哎，哦，这个是耶稣讲说，哦，我也不定你的罪。给我们的思考。
And these are the thoughts and the lessons we can learn from Jesus saying, "Neither do I condemn you of your sin."
有人说啊，
Some people will say,
说没有怜悯，为何要认罪？
If there is no compassion or mercy, then why should I repent?
如果没有接纳，又为何要求饶恕？
If there is no acceptance, then why should I pray for forgiveness?
哦，如果生命啊，只是一个悲剧。
If life is just a very sad story,
那又为何要浪费我的眼泪
then why,
来哭泣哦？
Then why should I waste my tears in crying?
那就是因为耶稣有怜悯。
But it is because Jesus has compassion.
所以我们肯认罪。
So we are willing to repent.
因为耶稣肯接纳。
It is because Jesus is willing to accept us.
所以我愿意求饶恕。
So we will pray for forgiveness.
因为耶稣珍惜我们的眼泪。
Because Jesus treasures our tears.
所以我们的生命不是个悲剧。
That is why our life story is not a sad one.
同样的，今天我们要效法耶稣基督的心。
Today, if we want to imitate the heart of Jesus,
哦，如果我们没有怜悯，
if we do not have compassion,
我们又怎么让人家肯认罪？
Then how can we encourage others to repent of their sins?
如果我们已经拒绝接纳对方，
If we have already said in our hearts to reject the other party,
又怎么能要求对方来求饶恕呢？
Then how can we encourage the other party to pray for forgiveness?
如果我们根本不在乎对方的哭泣跟眼泪，
If we don't even empathize with the other's tears and their sorrows,
我们又会管对方的生命是喜剧还是悲剧吗？
Then how can we care whether they live a life of joy or a life of sorrow?
所以求神能够让我们体会耶稣的大爱。
So we pray to God that He can help us experience the great love of God.
效法他饶恕人的心。
So that we can imitate His heart of forgiveness.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
332首。
332.